94.
That's about it.
You had the flow of the offense going there for the first quarter. You seemed to be kind of outworking them there and getting the lucky bounces. What happened at the end of that game offense?
We quit working. We quit working offensively. We quit working defensively. I mean, we got out loose balls in the first half by about 20 loose balls. I mean, at home, that's unacceptable. I mean, it's just, I don't know what's been going on these last three games at home. You know, we go play real strong up in Toronto and then come home. We got no energy and no desire, no will to compete. That's our problem at home right now.
It seems like the Mammoth defense seemed to be limiting your offense. Really shot wise.
Oh, when you're throwing bad passes at people's feet, you don't get a loose ball. It was just a bad showing all the way around for our offense.
It seemed there was a lot of possessions lost before they started in transition, whether it was through bad passes or do your transition guys trying to take guys, one on three.
Yeah, I mean, we don't have five guys on the floor and they're trying to go to the net and they're getting doubled and then they're like, well, who was open man? Well, the open man was 50 feet behind you and you decide to go against one against two. So, I mean, bad decisions all over the floor. It was, another very frustrating game.
Defensively, especially early on, you guys kept them way out on the perimeter, it seemed, and the only goals they scored early on were in transition. And then is this just a case of the defense wearing down, you think, in the second half? Or?
Yeah, we lost Brock for a quarter. In the first half, he got knee to thigh. He had a pretty bad Charlie Horse, and then Thornburg went down early in the third, and so we were shorthanded on the back door for a long time. And it just seemed to wear us down because we weren't getting the offensive possessions. I mean, when you get outshot 30 shots at home, it says it all right there. Of course they're going to get worn down. Of course, you get enough shots, they're going to start falling.
Do you know the extent of Thornburg's injury?
I know he got an x-ray done. I don't know if it's ankle or foot, but I don't expect him to be ready for next week.
Funny game in the sense there is you're up 3-0 and maybe a power play goal in the second quarter or two when you had the chances. Could have done something,
Power play was brutal. Power play, I can't name a spot on offense that we played well tonight. To get outscored 13-3 by that team in the last three quarters is not very good. Can't say any more than that. You put so much pressure on the defense that they start, trying to do too much, and all of a sudden they get a couple of goals, and now we're really behind the eight ball, and that's exactly what happened in the fourth quarter.
How do you think Cosman played?
I thought he played fine. I don't know what they ended up with. Must have been over 60 shots, and they only gave up, 10, 11? And the last couple were just right in front of the net and empty netters, so I thought he'd be fine.
What do you think, Rudy? After the goal in the first, a big hit. He gets through the ball and scores, but the rest of the game, what did you see from him?
Hey, he worked real hard. I just didn't see anybody working with him. We're just not we go through long stretches where we just don't play with each other. We play as individuals, and somehow, some way, we have to fix that.
Granted, the offense didn't generate a lot of chances, but when the chances were made, Ty Belanger seems to come up with some good saves.
Yeah, he's a great goalie. Look at his goals against, look at what's happened the last 5 weeks, and obviously we're a terrible shooting team tonight.
And you're playing the Mammoth again next week. Is it good to be playing them again so soon?
I don't care who we're playing next. We got to come out with a better effort. And, I want to get on the floor as soon as we can to wipe this out of my mouth. This is a terrible. I seen the fans leaving halfway through the fourth, and if I could have walked off the bench, I probably would have too. It was very frustrating to stand behind that bench. It was frustrating to be part of that. We let the fans down, and they deserve to get up and walk out. They should be disappointed in us, and we should be disappointed in ourselves. From coaching staff down to the ball boys, we're terrible at home right now.
Thank you.